Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hi, and welcome to A's Plus, the San Francisco Chronicle's podcast on the Oakland A's and Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Chronicle A's beat writer Matt Kawahara, and today I'm joined by Fran Reardon, manager of the A's AAA affiliate Las Vegas Aviators. Reardon also managed the A's alternate site group that just completed its one-month run in Stockton. He'll tell us who stood out at the alternate site and discuss the return of minor league baseball after its hiatus in 2020 amid the pandemic. Fran Reardon, thanks a lot for joining us. You guys have just wrapped up the alternate site group where you've been in Stockton for the last month and working with a lot of the players that were sort of serving as depth there for the major league team if needed. Now getting ready to kick off the minor league season. Glad we're going to have one again. First of all, just if you could explain or describe, what was it like to manage this alt site group this year? Obviously, it was a little different than last season with the ability to play games and everything like that. But how would you describe just the atmosphere of working with that group?
Well, it was a really good atmosphere. We had a really good group of guys that were there, guys that were hungry to get their work in, guys that, you know, were ready to compete every day. It was a different scenario than the alt-site last year in San Jose due to the fact that we were able to play Sacramento's alt-site, which is only about a 45-minute drive up the I-5 there. Mm. And that added a little bit more competition to the alt-site this year, and guys were able to face other pitching. And not only that, they were able to face pitching that they're going to see in the regular season, and the pitchers were able to see the hitters that they're going to see in the regular season, especially since we start off with six games against Sacramento. So, you know, it was a combination of competing in the exhibition games versus the Giants alt-site and also getting work in on the off days where we didn't play games, and, you know, making sure guys were ready to be called up and go produce at the major league level.
There, in talking to some of the guys who were at the alternate site last season in San Jose, they said it was actually a really valuable experience for them because even though there was, you know, there was no minor league season, and obviously a lot of guys missed the opportunity to play in games, they did have a chance to sort of work on things that they felt they needed to work on without maybe the sort of the day-to-day, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but just, you know, playing regularly. They were able to kind of really hone in on certain things that they wanted to work on. And I was wondering if that's something that you, how you guys tried to manage that, both that last year and then how maybe that aspect of it was different, if at all, this spring.
Well, it was a little bit different because last year we had such a varied age group. You know, we had really young players and Tyler Soderstrom and Robert Poisson and Brian Buelvas. And then we had some guys that had been around for a long time and, you know, had a lot of, whether it was big league or triple A experience, you know, guys that were 31, 32 years old. So that's a huge age gap. And I think for the younger players, it was a fantastic experience just being around the older veteran players who have, you know, proven that they have what it takes to get to the major league level. And I think that those guys learned a lot, and to the veterans' credit, they certainly did everything they could to help out the younger players. And yeah, like you said, working on things that, you know, you need to improve your game, whether you're a pitcher, position player, whether you're working on something defensively, you had the ability to do that with the freedom of knowing that, you know, the numbers didn't count. You could try different swings or try different approaches or work on a new pitch or try something new defensively without the ramifications where if that adjustment didn't work and you didn't like that adjustment, you didn't have to go through an 0-for-10 or you didn't have to give up five runs in an inning just to see that it didn't work and have those numbers count. And I think it gave guys the freedom to explore their games a little bit and explore their expectations of who they want to be as players. And I think it really benefited the younger guys quite a bit. This year was a little bit different because it was more of a veteran type group that was trying to get ready to either start the AAA season or try to, you know, do everything they could to be ready to go produce at the major league level. So that was the main focus of this year's alt site in Stockton. And I think both last year and this year, the groups we had at the alternate sites really, really worked hard and came to work every day with a focus and a game plan of how they were going to get better that day and how they were going to get ready for the season.
In terms of players who were coming back after maybe not having too much, and maybe this was something that was a little bit more visible in spring, although I know minor league camp is still going. Did you have any players that were coming back from, you know, not really having much experience last season, and did you notice any just kind of rust from the layoff?
You know, I think for the most part that even the guys that weren't invited to the alt site last year, so they really kind of lost an entire season, they had a little extra motivation to keep their bodies in shape, to work on things at home that they could work on, to come into spring training this year with, number one, being physically fresh, and number two, having that hunger because of the lack of minor league season last year to come in and, you know, do everything they could to showcase their talent so that they can make a ball club. And I think that you're going to see a really good brand of baseball throughout the minor leagues this year because, you know, people were hurt that there was no season last year. And I think they did everything they could in the off season to make sure that they were ready to go. And I think we saw that in major league spring training. And I think we saw it at the alt site, and I'm excited to see what these guys can do.
I'm just kind of curious what the alt site games were like. I know in Sacramento, you were able to play in front of some fans. At Stockton, they weren't allowing fans. I was actually at one of those games, and it was, you know, basically empty stadium. But the baseball was high quality and going on there. But in terms of just the atmosphere for you guys, and maybe even the travel going to Sacramento, I think some of the normal things that you do on a trip where you're going to a stadium and, you know, you have the clubhouse and everything. That wasn't quite my understanding is that wasn't quite the situation this year just because of the COVID protocols and everything. So what were the game days like? What was the game experience like?
Well, that's interesting because, you know, we couldn't use the facilities at Sacramento, and we ended up playing most of our games at Sacramento with some fans in attendance, which was very refreshing and kind of gave the guys a little glimpse of, you know, playing in front of fans again and what a regular season feels like again. So that was refreshing, and that was very nice. As far as what we did for game days, we would just do all of our work in the morning in Stockton, and then whether players and staff drove separately in their own vehicles or took the team bus to Sacramento, you know, we would come in full uniform, like, you know, American Legion style growing up that everyone's familiar with, and get off the bus, get your arms loose, and strap it on and get ready to go. So it was just kind of, you know, taking you back to your summer baseball days where you come in full uni and, you know, you're ready to go. And the only difference is it's a very high level of baseball that these guys were going into every day. And I think the guys had fun with it. And I think the guys got a lot of work and a lot of good reps out of it.
Yeah, did that make it, I was going to ask if that made it a little more fun or a little more relaxed. Obviously, you know, there's the importance of these games and of staying ready and knowing that the season is coming up, but just to have that atmosphere, that was kind of refreshing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the guys felt it. You know, they see their names on the scoreboard, and, you know, they hear fans booing them if you're in Sacramento, if you did something good. And, you know, just different steps and different things that kind of resemble normalcy again, which is what these players and our coaches kind of crave, just like everyone else in the country and everyone else in the world, just trying to get back to a sense of normalcy and trying to do things that they're used to doing and, you know, have a lot of passion for doing.
Who stood out to you during these during the alt-site games? I'm sure there was you played quite a few, so there was probably guys popping up here or there, but if there were one or two or a few players who kind of stood out over that month?
You know, it depended on the time. You know, we had some players that had really good consistent alt sites throughout. Edwin Diaz, I think, had a really nice offsite. Austin Allen, I think he made a lot of strides, you know, going back and forth between a taxi squad and the alt site and the work he was able to do and the at-bats that he was starting to have. Grant Holmes and James Caprillion, I thought both did a really good job through the entire alt site as far as getting their work in, building up their workload. And I think I have to mention Paul Blackburn, who showed a real uptick in velocity and someone that I think is poised for a breakout year.
What kind of uptick in velocity are you talking?
Well, you know, I've been with Paul for a lot of years now, and he's always been a guy that's pitched in the 90 to 92 range with his fastball, and he's worked really hard and done a lot of things to try to get that velocity up a little bit. And, you know, his last outing against Sacramento, he was up to 95, 96, and that's quite a jump in velocity for someone who's been around for 10 years in the game. And it was just kind of neat to see Paul work as hard as he did to try to get that velocity where he wanted it to be and where he knows it plays at the major league level, and to see that work ethic and what he put into it. So that was kind of exciting.
We'll be back with more with Fran Reardon right after this. And remember, you can access all of our A's coverage and much more with a subscription to the San Francisco Chronicle. Go to sfchronicle.com/pod. That's sfchronicle.com/pod.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You mentioned Edwin Diaz too, and I wanted to go back to him because that's a guy actually in spring. Bob Melvin mentioned after one of the Cactus League games that he thinks Diaz is a guy that they might be able they might see in Oakland at some point. And I think Bob said that he actually told that to Diaz, was, "Hey, we expect to see you in Oakland at some point." And this is a guy who's been in the system for a good long time and kind of worked his way up. But from your perspective, what is it that has kind of allowed him to maybe make another step, or what is it that he needs to kind of do to maybe fulfill that potential?
Well, I think he took some major steps towards fulfilling that potential in 2019. He had a great year in Midland, and he was one of the guys that really lost his entire season last year, but came to spring training this year, a much more physical player. You know, he put on some muscle, he put on some strength. He's always been a gifted defender, and you know, his ability to play third, second, short. I mean, he's played first base. He could probably play all three outfield positions. He's such a great athlete. But the way he defends is something that is really special. And the fact that he's putting together the ability to drive the baseball to all fields and have an approach when he goes up there and lay off some breaking balls that I'd seen him chase before in the past. I think he's positioned himself to, you know, be ready to have an impact at the major league level.
You mentioned also James Caprillion, who's obviously a guy who's briefly up with the A's last season and has had to work through some injuries, but I think he's still viewed as a pitcher with a lot of potential. If you could kind of just describe what his outings were like this spring. Obviously, we didn't get to see too many, but how was he throwing overall?
I mean, he was aggressively attacking the strike zone, and his arsenal is pretty electric. He's got really good stuff. He's got a lot of confidence. He's got a lot of compete out there, and you combine that with his ability to throw strikes and his ability to pound the strike zone consistently. He just really pitched well, and I know he's a guy that's hungry to get another major league level, and I think it's coming for chance.
Curious, we had heard that Dalton Jeffries had to be shut down at some point there with either a biceps or shoulder or something in there injury, and not sure if there is any update there, but before that, how had he been throwing, and is there any sort of prognosis on when he might be able to get going for you guys at the AAA site?
Yeah, Dalton's, he's throwing the ball again, and he's feeling good. He did have a little bicep tenderness, a little tendonitis in there that he just needed to rest a little bit, have it calm down. He's back in Arizona now, so he can get built back up. And I don't think it's going to take him long, just because he was feeling so good the last couple of times he threw at the alt site. So he just needs to get built up a little bit so he can come in and, you know, have a positive impact not only on us, but just keep getting better and have another opportunity at the big leagues. But his outings were clean. Everyone knows that Dalton's a strike thrower. He's got very, very good stuff as well. And I think it'll be great for him to get back to throwing live and back to competing at the AAA level so he can show everyone that he deserves another chance in the major leagues.
Did you guys get Buddy Reed back during the alternate site games? We'd seen that he's on the AAA roster, but obviously was shut down in spring training after having a pretty good start to spring training with I believe it was a groin injury or some kind of leg injury. But was he back for the alt site games, or is he just going to get going when the AAA season starts up?
No, he came back for the final 10 days of the alt site, so he got four or five games in under his belt. He got to have some live at-bats, and you know, coming back from rehabbing, it was a little quad injury that he had, and coming back and rehabbing in Arizona and then coming to the outside, I think he's got enough at bats underneath his belt to, you know, hit the ground running when we start our season on the 6th, and hopefully have a great year.
Just two other guys who are not on the AAA roster but were at the outside were the two young infielders, Logan Davidson, Nick Allen, both of whom we saw extensively in spring training, but wonder how that kind of carried over to their outside games.
Both of those guys, Logan and Nick, were fantastic, not only in Major League spring training, where I thought they both competed well. I thought they held their own. I thought they had some really great moments in Major League spring training, but to be able to carry it over to the outside and perform and compete against, you know, AAA Major League competition, they not only held their own, but they got better as the at-bats went on, and you saw them making adjustments with their approach. You saw them making adjustments with their thought process and what they were trying to get out of their at-bats. Just because they're starting in Midland, you know, doesn't mean that they weren't ready to compete at the AAA level. And I think that because of their ability and their desire to get to the major leagues, they're going to be in AAA before you know it here.
It's significant just in that, you know, neither Logan was drafted in 2019. I don't think Nick Allen had played above A ball before before last year when the minor league season shut down. So these are two guys who don't really have too much minor league experience, but from what you're saying, it sounds like they were able to still make progress even without sort of the normal steps that you would go through in terms of playing minor league games. Is that the case? And is there something to be said for that, even maybe offsetting some of the effects of losing last season?
Absolutely. And Logan and Nick were two guys that were at the outside in San Jose last year that I think got a tremendous amount out of the experience. And just because they didn't have an actual full season, but they were able to benefit from the guys that were at the alt site and, you know, learned a lot from the older players and got their at-bats in and did a lot of things defensively that they could work on and continue to work on. So I wouldn't say that those guys weren't able to have a season last year, even though that's true, you know, from the outside looking in, but they sure did get a lot better. And it was certainly fun to watch them not only at the outside last year, but in Major League spring training going into the outside this year. So they're going to be two guys to keep an eye on as they start their season in AA.
So for you last year, what was it like to go a year without really managing a game? Obviously, the cancellation of the minor league season, and it's affected a lot of people. But even though you were working with players still and still had to run that the alternate site group, just the lack of actual game-to-game, day-to-day experience, was that a kind of just a strange experience for you?
A lot of emotions. You know, it was hard. It's something that I've done for, you know, 20 years, and the players as well, doing it for so many years, our coaching staff. You know, not to have a regular season, but, you know, you have the feeling of being grateful that you can be a part of the alternate site, that you can be a part of these guys you know, progression and development and doing everything that you can from a staff side to get them better. You know, it was hard to look at anything in a negative light, just because if you put things in perspective, what's going on in the world, you just had to feel very fortunate that you were in a safe place, that Major League Baseball did a good job of putting protocols in place that made you feel safe, and the testing that was involved, and just being a part of something that, you know, hopefully never happens again in the history of baseball as far as alternate sites. But having a place to go to still work, you know, whether it was a regular season or not, we were still working. And I think everyone, both players and staff alike, were appreciative of that.
What would you say you were looking forward to the most, getting back to, you know, to managing and starting up a minor league season here?
Just the competition aspect. You know, we're here in Las Vegas. We have our first workout today. Getting back to playing in front of the fans here in Las Vegas, we created a lot of momentum in 2019 with the season that we had here and the quality of team that we had here. And, you know, just getting back to playing baseball that matters, playing in front of fans, whether it's home or on the road. And for the players, just knowing that, you know, hey, I'm back competing to get back to the major leagues. I'm competing to get to the major leagues for the first time, whatever the case is for the players. And I think that's what I'm looking forward to most, you know, telling guys that they're going to the major leagues, whether it's the first time or they're going back to help the club, just to have that opportunity again and to manage games that matter is going to be very refreshing, and it's going to be a great experience.
I did just want to ask that, you touched on it a little bit, but there were a couple of guys that, that, you know, were sent up from the All Site last year, and was wondering if you still tried to make that special for any of them, just even though the circumstances were so weird, what you did to try to still make that a special experience.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what the case is, again, everything was uncharted waters. Mm-hmm. You know, sending a guy up from the alternate site to the big leagues for the first time. You know, I'd never done that. And I think that, you know, between myself and Ed Sprague and Bobby Crosby and all of the guys that were at the alternate site staff-wise, if we were going to send a guy up to the major leagues for the first time, we still wanted to make it a special experience for him. And, you know, it's something that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives. So it's something that we put thought into, and we try to make it as good of experience as possible.
Were there any particular ones that were specifically, I think, you know, Caprillion, having spent so much time in the minors and gone through so much with the injuries, he said that his message from you guys was pretty special. But I was wondering what exactly you did there.
Well, we were watching The Natural one night as a coaching staff. There was four or five of us, you know, watching The Natural on a projector. And, you know, we got the word the cap was going to go up. And there was a scene in The Natural that basically says that, hey kid, you've made it to the big leagues. And we brought cap down, and Sprague queued up the moment of the movie where, you know, the kid realized that he was in the big leagues, and had asked him if he'd ever seen the movie, and said, hey, we've got this scene that we want you to see. And we showed him the scene, and he got it right away, and it was a good moment for him, and a good way to send him to the big leagues for the first time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, it sounds like you'll probably have a lot more opportunities to do creative stuff this year.
I sure hope so, man.
Yeah. Well, Fran, thanks so much for taking out the time. I really appreciate it.
Okay, my pleasure.
Our thanks again to Fran Rudin for joining us on A's Plus. Our producers today were G. Allen Johnson and King Kaufman. We'll be back with more soon on A's Plus. Thanks for listening.